I'm Ricky Bevington for All Things Considered on 88.5 GPB Atlanta. Tomorrow night, Atlanta United plays their first game in an international tournament. The CONCACAF Champions League pits top-ranked teams in North America, Central America, and the Caribbean against one another. The Five Stripes face off in Costa Rica against home team CS Herediano tomorrow. Joining me from Costa Rica before the game is GPB Sports' John Nelson. John, thank you for joining me from sunny Costa Rica.
Yeah, it's good to be here, and it's good to be here for a piece of history, Ricky, where Atlanta United's concerned.
This is a big deal, and before we get to why it's a big deal, why don't you just help me understand what is CONCACAF and how did Atlanta United qualify?
Well, CONCACAF is basically the governing body of all of the regions that you mentioned, North America, Central America, and the Caribbean, with a couple of other territories in South America included in it. And it just sits there and it will run tournaments and organize competitions for the national teams and the clubs in this region. And this 16-team tournament determines who is the best in the hemisphere and gets a bid to the Club World Cup, which last year was held in the United Arab Emirates. And it would be the first time, if Atlanta United were to advance and win the thing, it would be the first chance for any MLS team to be competing in the Club World Cup. So it is a big deal.
And Atlanta United is obviously very good domestically. We are the MLS Cup champions right now. Our players are league MVPs. So how good do you have to be as an MLS team to get into this competition?
For Atlanta United being only in its third year of existence to be on a stage this big, I think it speaks a lot to what Darren Eales, Carlos Bocanegra, and Arthur Blank have been building from the absolute beginning to be in competitions like this and show that MLS can be a league and have franchises that can stand toe-to-toe with the likes of a Tigres from Liga MX and also like a Santos Laguna and a Monterrey, which is also in the bracket. So you've got a lot of stiff competition. And right now, as you're looking at it, Atlanta is one of the three favorites to win this thing out of the block.
John, obviously, Atlanta United is used to playing in Mercedes-Benz Stadium, brand new stadium, and other American and Canadian fields. How are the playing conditions in Costa Rica going to impact their play?
I think that really you look at this, it's another business trip, because honestly, it's a 3.5-hour plane flight. So if you treated this the same way as perhaps an MLS match going to, say, Boston or to Denver or something like that.
Something else Atlanta United players are used to, John, is supporters showing up to away games. Mm-hmm. How many fans are down in Costa Rica for the game?
That's the funny thing about all of this. In the airport here in San Jose, I saw folks wearing Atlanta United gear. And in keeping in touch with supporters groups, you're looking at somewhere early numbers were about 120 supporters that were going to make it. It's going to be interesting for me to see the fan response and just how rabid it's going to be for another history-making moment when it comes to Atlanta United. And to have fans making the trek to Costa Rica, for me, you say that sentence, Ricky, and you sit there and you go, I can't believe I'm saying this sentence.
Rub it in, John Nelson, that you're in the tropics.
Planning
and
on
we're
it.
Not. So speaking of that, there's another game next week. How does this tournament work? They'll be back here in Kennesaw, aren't they?
Yep. They'll be playing at Fifth Third Bank Stadium in a week's time. And you get your business done on Thursday night late. Come out with a draw at bare minimum. Come out with a win, which is an anticipated result by a lot of folks. Then the road is a lot easier for you to advance to the round of eight after the second leg next Thursday.
And to remind our American listeners, this is unique to soccer. It's whoever scores the most goals over two games. That's GPB Sports' John Nelson in Costa Rica. Atlanta United plays CS Herediano tomorrow night at 10 p.m. John, thank you for joining me.
Greetings and salutations from sunny Costa Rica.
And you can stream the game at Yahoo Sports on their website and on their app. And next week, Atlanta United plays a second match against the Costa Rican team at Fifth Third Bank Stadium at Kennesaw State University. That game is Thursday, the 28th.